You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'd like to start this evening of Christ the King with a prayer. O Jesus, I acknowledge you as universal King. All that has been made has been created for you. Exercise all your rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows. I renounce Satan, his prompts, and his works. I promise to live a good Christian life. Okay. Welcome, dear listeners.
Welcome to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and
Nick.
And as always, looking forward to spending time with you this evening on our program.
Yes.
And tonight, what is our program's topic?
Well, tonight is all about Christ the King. And before we get into this wonderful topic, I'd like to welcome all the listeners who are listening at their homes, in their cars, on the internet, all over the Toronto GTA area, all of Canada, and all around the world. We thank you so much for being part of our program. So this evening, the format is, we'll have many prayers, quotes, passages, and in between, we'll have sacred holy music, some music of Taizé, and some of the beautiful music that our technician Alex will share with you. So the purpose of this evening is to empower, to send a message of hope, a message of love. Because when you make Jesus, who is Christ the King, and keep him at the center of your life, you have made the right choice. So as we begin, on November 25th, we honor the King, Christ the King. This feast day marks the end of the liturgical year and gives praise and worship to our Lord as King of Kings. Pope Pius XI instituted this feast in 1925, as a way to counter the ill effects of secularism.
I can't believe even way back then in 1925, they were fighting secularism.
Yeah.
The more things you think things change, really they remain the same.
Yeah, I think even though they didn't have a lot of technology or internet, there was a lot of secularism, challenges to the faith. So he implemented this feast day to bring Christ back to the center of our hearts to those who did not believe God existed. The feast of Christ the King proclaims his royalty over all of creation.
And the feast of Christ the King is also called the Solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. The festival is celebrated in the Roman Catholic Church in honor of Jesus Christ as Lord of all creation. And it's essentially a magnification of the Feast of the Ascension.
So it's Christ the King is the last Sunday before we start Advent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means?
That means Christmas is coming.
Christmas is just around the corner.
The church really is the mystical body of the risen Christ. That body is inseparable, joined to the head. Jesus Christ is alive, he has been raised, and he continues his redemptive mission now through the church, of which we are all members. As we choose to actually live our lives liturgically, not just to go through the motions, we can move through life in the flow of the liturgical calendar. We can experience the deeper mystery and meaning of life, now made new in Jesus Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is meant to become the Lord of our whole lives and inform the very pattern of how we live them. So we're supposed to make, you know, God number one in our life.
And number two is our neighbor, and then it's ourselves. And
that's right.
That's a pretty tough,
tall order to fulfill.
To follow, but this is what Christ says, is, him first, neighbor second, and us third. Recently, we're at a retreat at our parish at All Saints, and we had Father Lemieux. He spoke about, like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of all this that we're going through?
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say that the whole point of our faith is
that we're supposed to give ourselves to God, and then God in turn will give himself to us, and then we will share that with others.
Yeah, the abundance and blessing that he bestows on us is, for us to give back to this world.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mass establishes the title for Christ's loyalty over man. Christ is God, the creator of the universe, and hence wields a supreme power over all things. All things were created by him.
Christ is our Redeemer. He purchased us by his precious blood and made us his property and possession.
Jesus Christ is head of the church, holding all things in the primacy.
God bestowed upon Christ the nations of the world as his special possession and dominion.
So today's Mass also describes and the qualities of the kingdom, of Christ's kingdom, and the kingdom is supreme, extending not only to all people, but also to the princes and kings. It is universal, and it extends to all nations and places. So, Mary Angela, what is, can you share with us a little bit more of Christ the King on Sunday?
Yeah, the Christ the King Sunday, as Nick said as we begin, it's going to be on November the 25th this year. And so Christ the King Sunday celebrates the role of Jesus as ruler over all of the universe. However, it's important to recall that despite this, Jesus is king because he is a humble servant. Jesus' kingship is one of power and might, but also of love and humility, as demonstrated by his life on earth. These Christ the King Sunday prayers that we're going to recite reflect these themes. And should we start with one little prayer?
Sure, we could start with a prayer, Marins, or would you like to share that prayer?
Almighty and merciful God, you break the power of evil and make all things new in your Son, Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. May all in heaven and earth acclaim your glory and never cease to praise you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. So some words, as mentioned before, we will share with you some prayers and a lot of words that describe what Christ the King is. So at this moment, I'd like to share some words with you. He is awesome, outstanding. There will be much abundance. We are blessed when we believe in Christ the King. He shares with us a brilliant light. Christ the King is completely all about love. It is something very essential in our life. We will truly be empowered. We will live an extraordinary life. And when you make Christ the King, put him at the center, you have made a fabulous and fantastic choice.
So here's another prayer, act of dedication to Jesus Christ the King. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us, humbly prostrate before you. We are yours, and yours we wish to be. But to be more surely united with you, behold, each one of us freely consecrates himself today to your most sacred heart. Many indeed have never known you. Many, too, despising your precepts, have rejected you. Have mercy on them all, O most merciful Jesus, and draw them to your sacred heart. Be King, O Lord, not only of the faithful who have never forsaken you, but also of the prodigal children who abandoned you. Grant that they may quickly return to their father's house. Be King of those who are deceived or whom discord keeps aloof, and call them back. Grant, O Lord, to your church assurance of freedom from harm. Give tranquility of order to all nations. Make the earth resound with one cry, praise to the divine heart, and be it glory and honor forever. Amen.
Amen. So Christ the King is a choice for all of us. Being baptized in the Catholic faith every day, when we put Jesus at the center, is a choice. We go through a lot in our lives. And the feast day is a reminder that how important it is to put Jesus at the center. He is very important because I will share with you some of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
We can affirm that Jesus is our focus. Jesus is our hope. Christ the King lifts us up. In the hard times, and even in the good times. Jesus will always keep your spirits up, especially now when we've had a lack of sun in the last couple, maybe 2 weeks. Maybe the sun has come up maybe 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, it's been really hard to keep a bright attitude with all the grayness that we've seen around us.
Gray and cold and rain and... And it's only going to get colder, but Christ the King picks us up. Jesus enlightens us. And when we are enlightened by his majesty and glory, he will awaken us. Christ the King gives us peace, mercy. And it's a reminder, Christ the King is our Savior. If we say, I trust in you, that's a good thing, because we turn our trust over to him. Christ the King frees us. You know, we just mentioned forgiveness. There's a lot of things that hold us back. And when we choose forgiveness, we choose to let go of all the maybe negativity or tough things that we go through. But it all starts with a choice. Right?
Letting go.
Yeah. And the choice, we can even start with a daily examination of conscience. And the first thing is, saying, yes, Lord, enter into my heart. And then you share with him what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. And as we mentioned before, Christ the King is at the center of our lives. And we can never get tired of it because it's, you know what, life-giving. What else is it? What do you think? When I say Christ the King, Maranja, what is the first thing you think
of?
Well, that's
what I was just thinking about, actually. When we think of a king, we think of an all-powerful person, you know, in charge. And when you think of Jesus, though, he came into the world as a small child, not as this all-powerful, almighty king, but he is yet that all that.
And they say if you're in a room with kings, like the royalty of this day, presidents and bishops, but if you have a small crying child, which one is going to get the most attention?
The crying child, I think.
And that was how Jesus entered into this world,
mm-hmm.
as a humble, small baby. So that's what, you know, and then as he grew up, he became the humble servant.
The humble servant, yes.
Because Jesus came to serve and not
to be served.
Yeah.
We do need to serve him and worship him because he is the King. He is the Almighty.
Yeah. His glory and majesty lives forever. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, and we need to keep him number one in our lives.
Yeah. And it takes work.
It does take a lot of work.
No one says it's going to be easy.
No.
Like you just don't snap
and I believe,
your fingers. So.
Actually, I believe the readings for... the readings recently were about hating your brothers and sisters, and to keep God number one in your life. And then the word hate, though, I understand someone explained to me that the translation of it really isn't really hate. It's more so less love. So really what it's that passage of the gospel is saying is to keep God number one. We should love him above everything, more so than our husbands, our wives, our mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, children. Above all, keep him number one. We should love him the most, and our family next, you know. Yeah.
So right now, we'd like to share with you the readings that will be read on the actual feast day of Christ the King.
Christ
the King. So we'll do the first reading, the response, the second reading, and then we will also do the gospel.
So the first reading. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion and shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed.
Thank you very much, Mariangela. So the response, responsorial psalm on the feast day of Christ the King goes like this. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor, robed in all the Lord, and girt about with strength. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old, for you are our Lord. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, the length of days. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. So right now, we're just, as mentioned, we are doing the first reading and the responsorial psalm on the feast day of Christ the King. Just before we do the second reading, as mentioned, Jesus is our hope. He is at the center. He is at the base of our life. Christ the King is the light. He is our guiding light. He is our protector. He gives us strength and is the greatest example of courage. Maranja, can you please share with us the second reading for Christ the King?
Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, and those who pierced him, all the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen.
Amen.
I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, the one who is, and the one who was, and the one who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Now, the word amen, it means, and so it
and
is.
And so it is, yeah.
So, can ever get tired of saying that and mm-hmm. stating, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking back to the first reading, it's very comforting to know that his reign will live forever and ever. So long after we're gone, and it's going to go into infinity.
By then, hopefully, we've made it.
Yeah, made it to heaven to be with him. That's right.
So at this time, I'd like to share with you the gospel. The gospel according to St. John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." At this time, we would like to take a short break, and we will be back shortly. Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
As we begin our second part, Mariangela would like to share with us some reflections on Christ the King.
Yes, as Jesus, he really longs to be reign in our hearts and rule our lives. But the key question for us is, do I let him take control of my life? And so, and he's not someone to really impose himself to us in a like a dictator would. But rather, he lets us have the free will to be open. Like we have to open the door to him. He's not going to impose his way on us.
We have to say the initial yes.
That's right. Of course. So yeah, that's the big question for us. Do we allow him to enter into our lives and into our heart? And do you daily invite Jesus to rule your life? Do you acknowledge him as the Lord every day? These are just some questions to reflect on as we're thinking about, you know, Jesus Christ the King. Often, you know, we don't really think of it that way, right? But I think those were really interesting questions.
We can add that to our daily examine.
And perhaps we can, as we are reflecting on this, we could say a little prayer that I found. Lord, I invite you today to come reign in my heart. I give you complete control of my life. You are my Lord and my King. I love you and want to live in accord with your perfect and holy will. Jesus, I trust in you.
Wow, very beautiful, Mariangela. So as mentioned before, we have so many wonderful prayers, thoughts, and reflections. So at this time, we shared many things about what Jesus gives us, like hope, light, strength. But there's other names when we make Jesus Christ, who is Christ the King, at the center. Other things we can associate Christ the King. He is the Almighty One. He is our advocate. Christ the King is the bread of life. He is the beloved Son of God.
He is the chief cornerstone. He is the deliverer. He is faithful and true. He is our good shepherd.
Christ the King is the high priest. Christ the King is also the head of the church. And as Mariangela said, Christ came in as a humble child. He became a humble man. And he is the holy servant. Christ the King is the great
I am.
And if ever anyone asks you a question or you're not too sure, always say, I am. He is the Emmanuel. He is the Judge of Judges. He is the King
of Kings.
Mariangela, what else is Christ the King?
He is also Lord of Lords. He's the Lamb of God. He's also a light of the world. And so whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Yes, he is the Lord of all.
He's our mediator, the great Messiah, and the Mighty One.
Yeah, I like that. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer. And as mentioned, yes, Christ the King is our hope. So those are some of the many, many things that Christ the King is. The main thing is we have to say yes. Yes, Lord. I'd like to share with you a prayer. O Lord, Jesus Christ, King of glory, deliver the souls of all the faithfully departed from the pains of hell and from the bottomless pit. Deliver them out of the lion's mouth, lest hell should swallow them up, lest they fall into the outer darkness. But let the standard bearer, Saint Michael, bring them back into thy holy night, which thou didst promise of old to Abraham. This is, I guess, a prayer to those in purgatory.
Amen.
And we need to pray for those in purgatory.
Yeah, that they may be released and be united with Jesus and God.
You know, in a busy, busy world, we lose our focus. Especially now, we have so much on the go. We're so busy at work. We get home, we want to work out, we got to do dinner. And these are all fantastic. We're all so grateful for what we have. But a big issue we have to deal with is not only busyness, is that we're have no more energy. We're sometimes just so physically drained. And we're physically drained because sometimes we are on electronical gadgets all day, be it a computer.
Smartphone,
be it machines at work. So by the time you get home, you might not have any time. You just want to go to bed.
You're just exhausted.
So an option is to, as soon as you get home, have your meal and do your daily prayers. If not after work, maybe first thing in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? Because these are the things we can fall into a trap where we're so busy, we're so tired, and only because we're trying to make a better life for our families and our loved ones. And that's great, but we shouldn't nudge God out of the picture.
No, we should, set aside some time every day to just, relax and to be maybe make time for adoration, to be in his presence, just to sit there and,
And
listen to him.
If you can have an hour, I think you start the basic, even at work, just 5 minutes, get away. We were recently at a dinner at All Saints, which is our parish, and Father Kelly was the guest speaker, and he told us many wonderful stories of courage, of joy, and also some sad stories. But at the same time, he would just stop and he would sing it, which I won't. He repeated this phrase, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And then he would just stop. And the silence was so wonderful.
And everyone joined in. That was just really powerful that everyone would join in the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good reminder, to us that when things are going good and when things are even going as well, we should always praise God.
And the beauty is not only was he affirming about praising God, but also the silence in between the beginning.
The pauses that he had.
The sacred pauses, right?
Yeah.
And in those sacred pauses, the silence which we embraced was the voice of God, because that's how God talks to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
In silence, because that's the only way we can hear the voice of God is when, we're silent, when we're still, and we turn it over to him. And that might be one of the best prayers ever, is just to
Silent, and listen. Yes,
bring the Q-tips, clean out your ears, so the voice of God
can go through.
Yeah, can enter.
Yes, indeed.
So, some other things that Christ the King is, they are, he is our hope. For Christ Jesus is our hope, as mentioned in 1 Timothy 1:1. He is peace, for he himself is our peace, as mentioned in Ephesians.
He is Redeemer. And as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on earth, from Job. He is the risen Lord.
He is also the rock. He is, of course, the Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's from the book of St. Luke, but it's also from Linus and Charlie Brown.
Peanuts.
From Peanuts. Most powerful. Mm-hmm. He is the Son of Man, because the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost souls. That is Luke 19:9.
And not only is he the Son of Man, but he's the Son of the Most High.
Yes.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. That's from Luke chapter 1.
So Christ the King is the supreme creator over all. By him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether throne or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him, for he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
He's the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And that's from John chapter 11. He's also the door and the way. And as we were saying, that we have to, like, he's always, God is always polite. He doesn't force himself into our lives. He wants us to, open that door to him. And when we do open the door, we'll find the way to him.
Yes, he is the Word. Christ the King is the true vine. He is the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth
will set you free.
Christ the King is the victorious one.
He's the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's from Messiah. Right? For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the beautiful Handel's Messiah.
Very nice. Sometimes just want to sit back and take a break and absorb it. But since we're on the radio and internet, we can only have a few seconds of pauses so as to absorb it. Mm-hmm. A prayer to Jesus Christ, the Sovereign King. To Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, who is the world's salvation, all praise and homage do we bring, and thanks and adoration. Your reign extended, O King, to the every land and nation, for in your kingdom, Lord divine, alone do we find salvation. To you and to your church, great King, we pledge our heart's oblation, until before your throne we sing in endless jubilation. Jesus Christ, victor, Christ the King, ruler, Jesus Christ, Lord and Redeemer. So we take then a little another, pause just to absorb that one.
Another prayer. A song to the Lamb. Splendor and honor and kindly kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God. For you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain. For with your blood we have redeemed for God from every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits before the throne, and to Christ the Lamb, be worship and praise, dominion and splendor, forever and forevermore. Amen.
So, as we come near the end of our program, I'd like to share with you just a few more words about when we say yes and put Christ the King at the center. We think of words as glorious, jubilant, majesty. We will become overjoyed. It's I think, a phenomenal choice that we make. It is truly remarkable. Remarkable things will happen in our life because Christ the King is supreme. He will make our life tremendous. We will be transformed because we'll be triumphant and victorious. So, dear friends, we'd like to thank you for being part of this program where we spent time affirming that Jesus Christ is King of King and Lord of Lord. Maranja, do you have any final thoughts?
Only to, as we said before with reflection, to remember to invite Jesus to be ruler of your life and invite him into our lives and to always seek him out because this will only bring you joy in your heart and in your life. So it's all worth it, no?
It is. And again, in closing, this whole program is about Jesus at the center. And when we choose that, we will have large amounts of love, large amounts of peace, and large amounts of joy. Because there is so much joy when we make Jesus Christ King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
In our life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not complicated.
No.
You know, with so much going on in the world, I think we just need to stop, breathe, and start with that decision that Jesus Christ, you are at the center of my life. Guide me. Tell me what I should do. And I think only good things will come from that. So choosing Christ the King is saying yes to peace, love, and most of all, joy. So on behalf of
Mary Angela
and Nick and our technician, Mother Mary, Christ the King, our technician, Alex, can't forget him, very important, all the wonderful listeners, we thank you so much, and we hope you enjoyed this program.
Thanks for joining us on
The Joy of Jesus, Christ the King.
Jesus with us, Reflections yes. of Joy. And please join us next month, December 12th, and we'll be back on the air with you.
Take care and God bless.
Joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you, and may the joy of Jesus be with you, may the joy of Jesus be with you, may you know the joy of
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.